This is Fresh Air. We're going to pay tribute to a pioneering woman jazz musician, Carlene Rae, who died last Thursday at the age of 88. In the 1940s, when it was difficult for women jazz musicians to be accepted, Carlene Rae found a home in the all-women band The International Sweethearts of Rhythm as the guitarist and a featured vocalist. She was also a bass player and performed with Cy Oliver, Mercer Ellington, and Mary Lou Williams. Rae was born in Harlem in 1925, during the Harlem Renaissance. She graduated from Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music. Her husband, Louis Russell, led his own band and worked as Louis Armstrong's music director. I know of Carlene Rae through her daughter, Catherine Russell, who's one of my favorite living jazz singers. When we recorded a concert and interview with Catherine last year, she talked about her mother. We'll hear that excerpt in a minute. Catherine Russell produced a new album of her mother's singing, which was released just before she died. The tracks were recorded between 2008 and 2011. Carlene Rae was in her 80s, but still had a rich contralto voice, as you can hear on the opening track.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. When I grow too old, much too old to dream, I'll have you, just you, no one but you to remember. From January to December.
That's Carlene Rae from the album released just before her death. Here's an excerpt of my interview with her daughter, the great singer Catherine Russell. At a time when there were few women instrumentalists in jazz, your mother was playing guitar with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm.
Yes.
In the 1940s during World War II. And then your father dies when you're seven.
Yeah.
So your mother's on her own.
Yeah.
Raising you.
Yes.
So you must have gotten the impression from her that women can definitely be strong and do things that are unconventional for women.
Yes. You know, even when my dad was alive, I mean, she was always very independent because she left home to go on the road, and women just didn't really do that, you know. So my grandfather, she used to tell me the story, you know, my grandfather would say, "You'll be back, you know, when you, you'll be back, you know." And she left and she didn't come back, really. You know, she just left and started working right after she graduated from Juilliard School of Music. And, you know, she wanted to play, and she was inspired by all the jazz on 52nd Street and hearing, you know, Billie Holiday live. And she's got a story about how, you know, Art Tatum played, accompanied her one night, and all this, these great stories. And so she was really determined. She's always been very determined. Now, I grew up looking at a degree from the Juilliard School of Music on the wall, and right under that, a degree from the Manhattan School of Music. And I just thought, I'll never live up to that. And B, you know, she was always doing these, and she's got a very low voice. She's a classical contralto. So she sounds like this, you know, and she's always been very strong. And I'm not, quite as strong that way. I'm a little more outwardly emotional maybe and things like that, you know. So I really had to work on that.
Now, you're here singing live for us, which is thrilling, but there's an album, there's a song from the new album I actually want to play from the album because your mother is featured on it singing a duet with you on a Rosa Tharpe gospel song.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Sister Marie Knight recorded a lot together back in the 1940s, and I actually got to meet and sing with Sister Marie Knight on her last album that Larry Campbell, the great multi-instrumentalist, produced and played on. She did an album which was a dedication to Reverend Gary Davis, so it was blues songs, kind of gospel, spiritual songs. So I began to listen to the songs that Marie Knight recorded back in the 40s, and she swung. You know, that's what also grabbed me about her music. And so then, listening on to this collection that I have of hers, I came upon this song, He's All I Need, and I thought, my mother is a very spiritual, you know, she's a woman of faith, of deep faith. And I thought, what can I sing with her that will be simple, that will really grab her, that we can sing together?
That was Catherine Russell, recorded last year, talking about her mother, Carlene Rae, who died last week at the age of 88, just after the release of her new album, Vocal Tracks. That Carlene Rae album was produced by Catherine Russell. Now, here's the duet Russell was just talking about from Russell's own 2012 album, Strictly Romancin'. Of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. John Myers directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.